CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD from Simpsonville. Next on the list would be K4XMR, Mr. Mail, out of Prosperity. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro. Next, we'd like to welcome Robert, W1RPG, from Piedmont. Next on the list is Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH, out of Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome Jim, KW4TS, out of Pelzer. And next on the list is Bill, KC4W, from Anderson. And next, we'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, out of Asheville. And then we'd like to welcome N4DJC, and that's Mr. Jerry down there in Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we will move over to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around. However, I have to step out real quick and take the dog out, so I will be back.
I would like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, and he is up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And John, good to hear you tonight, and I've got you down for comments later. I'll be back around to you after we get done with the RF check-ins. And thank you for coming by this evening. With that, we'll start with our RF check-ins. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Again, Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Where it's just a little bit soggy and supposed to get colder. Oh, everybody be careful tomorrow morning. Other than that, Patrick, I'll be negative, negative. Thanks.
3-4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over there, or up there in Candler from me. And Harry, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by and checking in, and looking forward to the Ham Fest. Can't wait for to start getting out of the house a little bit. With that, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you, and thank you for coming by and checking in with me up here. Thank you for that, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call 4HKX.
Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson and Greenville route to Spartanburg, negative, negative, over.
I would like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, down there in Greenville en route to Spartanburg. Nelson, you be careful out there on the roads. Hopefully you make it to where you're going pretty soon. And thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got that group for the first pass, and we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KX. I hope you and your bride are both well. Please check in. This is E4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, good evening to you and Miss Lee. She's all on the net. Patrick has not had rain or anything so far here that I've seen, so Fletcher, so maybe we just get the cold wind and be done. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. No Patrick, no problem.
It's KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net again.
4HKX. Thank you, Patrick, for calling the net again. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, we make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 73.
We'll pause here and recognize this fine group. And Echo Link Station, I'll see you over there. As soon as I recognize these, I'll come back to you. First, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James down in Tuxedo. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE in Fletcher. And Sid, I am glad to say there is no rain or anything like that happening over here, and hopefully it stays that way. And then we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and Duncan is one of our Monday Night Net controllers. And Duncan, I hope you are the same way up there in Asheville, nice and dry, and only have to deal with the cold and the wind. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make the home down in Greer. And Larry, I've got you down for comments, and I will be back around to you as soon as I get done with everything else. And with that, we're going to go to our Echo Link Station. Echo Link Station only. Echo Link Station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Patrick, all on the net. No traffic and no rain to you this evening.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. Always good to see your call sign pop up over there. Thank you for that. And I hope you have a wonderful evening and a good day tomorrow. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Brenda, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
Hello, sir. It's Susan and Patrick, we're set in to the Sierra Oscar India 9. That's OIM. Love and Emma, always matter to the message.
KL4HKX, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, 80, Simpsonville, and be hanging around till the end of the roll call. No conversation unless somebody is calling me. W4NTQ, stand by.
KL4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo. Lloyd in Simpsonville, be negative and negative.
Please check in WT3M, that's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative. But I am on a portable rig set up outside, and I wonder if I can get a signal report.
Paul's here, and we'll recognize this fine group, and we'll get David first since he's on a portable WT3M down there in, where Shoals, I believe is what you said, and you got a little bit of bacon fry, but you are perfectly readable.
You're actually in Shoals Junction, and I do appreciate your signal report. WT3M, back to that.
Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and you're sounding good for there, coming from there, and don't think I'd worry about too much. All right, so we're Lorena, KK4ONO, and Miss Lorena, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. A pleasure to hear your voice on the radio. And she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they made their home in Piedmont. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. And I got your call sign right tonight. I did not reverse the O and the I. So thank you for being patient last week with me. And then some nights are just that way. But I do appreciate you coming by tonight, Walt. Good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome our resident elder, W4NTQ. That is Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, you have a fine signal into the repeater tonight. Good to know that you got the right antenna tonight. And thank you for coming by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB. And he is down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. And you stay safe out there. And I hope everything goes. And then, again, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WT3M, and thank you for coming by, David. And that concludes that group for now, and we will try one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody in the first pass, and we'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, sir. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back tomorrow. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative negative, sir.
4HKX, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill and Chaplin, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Go ahead. I will pause here, and we'll welcome this fine group in. WU2T, that is Mr. Rusty, mobile down there on the way back to Moore. Rusty, good to hear you, and you stay safe out there on the roads. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you, and I hope you get the feeling back to 100% real soon. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down in Calpins. Bill, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend, Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. And, Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Do appreciate it. And with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. 4 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Junior 1 on net.
All right. That's fine group here. And that is Dan, KB4ZMV, down there in Greer. Dan, thank you for coming by. And I think that's the first time I've heard you check in with me. And I do appreciate you stopping by tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, pleasure to hear your call sign come through. As always, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate the consistency there. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Check.
This is Dan in Greer again. I believe you had two letters in the suffix swapped. You probably wrote them down right, but it's KB4 Zulu Victor Mike.
And sorry about that. I do have it in here the right, and I guess my dyslexia is kicking in again. Sorry about that, and thanks for the correction. We'd like to welcome KB4ZVM. That is Mr. Dan down there in Greer, and I do apologize for that.
No problem. It happens.
All right, with that pause, we're going to move up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. KO4WTQ, this is Greg and Greer. And negative and negative.
Like to welcome KO4WTQ, that is Gregory down there in Greer. And Gregory, thank you for coming by tonight. Do appreciate it. And welcome any night. Please stop by. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KX. It's Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome this fine group here tonight. And first on that list is KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave down there in Easley. Dave, good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome another Dave, W4DJW, down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you also. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, and he brings on his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home in easily. And good to hear you tonight, Gary. And with the racket on the net, could you tell me if you're hanging around or not?
Yeah, tonight, Patrick. Oh, I did want to tell you, we looked at the safe today. I'll tell you about that later.
Maybe I'll give you a call tomorrow sometime. But good to hear you tonight, and you tell Miss Joy at least and I said hello. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
And Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWS, calling in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be in and out.
All right. Paul's here. Welcome to this group. First on that list is KQ4NHB. That is Mr. Danny down there in Greenville. Danny, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CF. Let me start that over. W4CWF. And Colin, good to hear you tonight. And he makes his home over in Mill Springs. And thank you for stopping by and checking in. Haven't talked to you in a while. Good to hear you on the radio. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar, N4AHO. Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative 73.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Doug, N4AHO, down there in Walhalla. Doug, thanks for coming by. I do appreciate it. Always a pleasure to hear you stop by. With that, we're going to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. We'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And first on our list tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Good evening, Patrick. What's going on in your world there, buddy?
It's just running the tool route and got to have my wife ride along with me today, which was a pleasure. With school being out, she wanted to come along and ride with me and keep me company today. So I had a good day today just getting to work and hang out with my wife.
This is KN4RJN. Had to get past the interference there for a minute. Well, that sounds good, Patrick. Glad you had a good day. Let me tell you what's going on in the skies. As far as solar activity, not a whole lot. We've got about a 30% chance over the next few days of a mild to moderate radio blackout. Anything more than that, it's only about a 5% chance of a little bit of solar activity, but not much. Solar radiation storm, only about a 5% chance, anything greater than a mild. And geomagnetic activity, not enough to hit NOAA scale. So that takes care of that. Meteor showers coming up in February. There is a small one on February 8th. We'll peak about 4:40 in the morning. It has a zenith hourly rate of only about 6. They're fairly bright and they're fairly fast, but we will have real close to a full moon about that time. And so that's going to wash out a whole lot of sky. But look to the south, you might be able to get catch one or two. As far as things in the sky right now, if you have clear skies over the next few days, there's a thing called that they call the winter football, which is if you find the look to the east about this time of night, find Betelgeuse, and then look at the bright stars that kind of surround him. And those brights, no particular order, are Sirius, Rigel. Well, actually, starting at the bottom and working up towards the top of the football. Sirius is kind of the bottom of the football. And then you go up to Rigel, and your next bright star up there is Aldebaran, and then Capella. And then come back down. Capella is the top of it. Come back down. Castor and Pollux, and the next bright star down is Procyon. And if you kind of trace those stars around, they kind of form a football, and it's known as the winter football or sometimes the winter hexagon. But it's kind of interesting asterism, and it'll be up for a few nights over the next several days. So if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. And that's about it. The next meteor shower in March will be about March 14th, and it is also a small one, only a zenith hourly rate of about 6. They are also fairly fast, and this is showing brightness unknown, so it apparently is variable. But again, we've got a bit of a moon in the way. And the moon will be in the last quarter, so that about half a moon shining, washing out the sky. So again, look south, and you might be able to see a few. These are better viewed in the southern hemisphere than up here, but we might be able to see a few. So, other than that, sir, that's all I have. I'll turn it back to you. Assuming I can turn this.
It wasn't a warm welcome to the state, but I enjoyed my time there and what I learned there, and the people. And I came away with a good opinion of the people, and that matters, where you live. Come think of it, there's a question popped up in my head. I didn't come here with a list of things. Maybe I should try that. But what do you think of your neighbors? They're not listening, so you might say, in truth, do you have good neighbors? Do you have some that you, well, anyway, I'll let you talk. KK4JBQ.
For me, I have good neighbors. Everyone knows everybody. We keep to ourselves. If we need some help, don't hesitate to ask. My immediate neighbors have two young boys, they come out and they play, and they don't ever get in any trouble, cause any problems. The one that lives on the upper side of me, it's just him and his wife, and then down the hill just a little bit is you get into not really blood family, but they're family to me. They've always welcomed me into their home when I was a kid. It's my best friend's family. So always had a good time here, and been a pleasure to live here. So I can't complain about my neighbors. Now, I've had some in the past that weren't so great, but the ones I have now are the kind of neighbors I enjoy.
You're a man who's been blessed. Indeed. I think it was Mark Twain that wrote in one of his books, high fences make good neighbors. I live in subdivision. People heard me talk about this before in an HOA. But let's talk about the architecture. There are six units in each building, and they're all different floor plans. People, unless you're on the end, and of course you just have one shared wall. And I've had various different experiences with neighbors. Some have been party people, you know, and the first time you notice they're really there is Friday night, and the party starts, and you want to get some shut-eye, and it doesn't matter. If you want to go to bed at 10 o'clock or 2 o'clock, there's a party on next door, and you're sharing a wall. That's a bit inconsiderate. So I think it'd be safe to say that if you're a neighbor to anybody, be considerate, because karma or, you know, the will of God or something's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you and eat you up. You know why I'm saying that. So just be a good neighbor and get along best you can. Let other people do the same. That's my sermon for the evening. Oh, I just had to get that out. Back to you, Patrick.
Hey, I understand what you're saying, and common decency is not so common anymore. It went away with common sense. seldom seen anymore, seldom heard. And people like to open their mouths and make it known that they don't have that common sense or common decency or courtesy anymore. So I definitely understand what you're saying.
Well, I reckon it got through. The important thing is whether it got through to the right person, don't you agree? So anyway, we had a very good day today. Donna had a handbell rehearsal. No. This is Monday, so it was a... it was a handbell rehearsal. So, for folks who don't know a great deal about handbell, it's an instrument played with people ringing bells. But it is an instrument. They act as one united instrument. So, if somebody's absent, Donna made me laugh the first time she told me that she had an absenteeism. You know, somebody called and said they wouldn't be there. She didn't have a replacement, so the instrument is broken. And she had to explain that to me. And it really makes a lot of sense. I enjoy handbell music. For those folks who are listening in North Carolina, there's a really fabulous group called the Raleigh Ringers. There was a program on, there usually is, around Christmas time, and it was sometime during Christmas week. They do a fabulous, fabulous program. They also travel, so if you ever see Raleigh Ringers in a newspaper thing or coming across, you know, in front of your eyes, worthwhile, very worthwhile. They're very accomplished ringers, but they work in a lot of comedy and surprises. The Christmas concert is fabulous. So, Donna Tambell rehearsal was tonight, and I think everybody showed up. So she came home. I always ask, you know, when she returns, how was it? She says, it was excellent tonight. Everybody was there. And everybody was top of their game. And so they rehearsed they play at our church, and they do some traveling around during the holidays to play at retirement communities and things like that. Very worthwhile. Donna loves it. She's a director. I don't know if I mentioned that. And so she pulls this whole thing together and maintains it. And I you know, she's not here. So I'm, in giving her up for these things, I'm, you know, I play my part. I'm the left at home husband. So, I, you know, this is going to sound like I'm prying, but, you know, you're still in control. So, does Elise have some, does she have some musical talent, or does she, you know, involved in the community in some way? I've not met her, and for that matter, I've not met you face to face. But I feel like I know you. You know, everybody gets this, everybody who's on the radio for any period of time gets this feeling that they know a person. And that's true to some degree. But getting to know a person, it takes a while this way. Anyhow, what are Elise's interests? KK4JBQ.
My wife, she does sing at church. She doesn't play an instrument. That would be my son that got the instrument talent, but he likes to sing in the choir also, and he does some really nice stuff, or did, when he was in high school. Since he's got out of high school, he hasn't done a whole lot with it. But, you know, he's in his early 20s, and he's moved out on his own. He's at that point in his life where, you know, certain things kind of take a backseat. So I keep encouraging him, and he'll pick up an instrument, he'll play it a little bit, and he'll mess around with it a little bit, and then he'll sing some for us, like he sung at my dad's passing. Just last year, he sung a solo at it. He does do a little bit for us, the only thing I do is I sing in the choir at church, and that's about it.
That is one instrument, your singing voice, that everybody gets one, you know, like other things. Everybody gets one, but they're not all equal. And some folks, you know, the voices that I hear sometimes, Pentatonics is one that comes to mind. They're a group that sing a cappella. And that is without benefit of instrument. It's sort of between singing and storytelling, you know? There's a town in Tennessee, Jonesboro. You may have heard of it. It's a very old town. It goes back to colonial days. And it's a crafts community, so to speak. Donna and I have been there a few times. And they have the storytellers that come in. So you gather an audience, and someone, you know, walks in, sits down on a stool, or there was one where the guy had quite an easy chair that he sat back in, put his feet up, started telling us a story. And that's my kind of thing. You know, it really is. So your son plays, I think you said guitar, but maybe you didn't. And you and your wife sing. That's good. It's good for your heart. It's good for your soul. The spirit that's in you. It finds a way out. Well, that's all wonderful and good. Well, Patrick, I suppose I haven't heard any interference, as you called it, in a while. I really do enjoy when John racks shoes, and so I'll give up the stump, as it were, and I'll be listening in. Thank you again for calling the net for us tonight. You stepped right in there and picked it up. Thank you, sir. Have yourself a good night. Everyone on the net, enjoy the evening. Stay warm. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Good to talk to you tonight, and do appreciate you coming by and rag-chewing with me for a few minutes. And just...
getting to know one another. It's face-to-face or over the radio. And my son plays multiple instruments. He likes to play the guitar. He took fiddle lessons when he was younger. He plays ukulele. I think he's learned to play the keyboard some. So he, I won't say he's a master of any, but he can play quite a few. if I get a chance, can find him again, I'll try to send you a couple of videos of it. But yeah, we'll move back over to John now that hopefully the interference is no longer here and John can carry on the conversation. So, but thank you for coming by tonight, and I do appreciate it. So we're going to move back up to John. KN4RJN, please call KO4HKX.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I told you everything I needed to tell you, and then when I got back off, somebody else was talking, so apparently I got knocked off there for a while. How much of anything did I say that I said actually got through?
I hate to inform you, but I responded to your question, and then zero got through after that.
This is KN4RJN. Okay, well, let's start all over. Solar activity, not a whole lot. We've got about a 30% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to a moderate radio blackout because of some solar activity. But that should not affect anybody there, or at least not for very long. Meteor showers coming up. Meteor showers in February. Let me roll back down here. I closed all this stuff out. In February, we've got on the 8th of February, we have the Alpha Centaurids, which is a fairly small meteor shower. It's got a zenith hourly rate of about 6. They're fairly bright and they're fairly past, and we're going to have a fairly bright moon that's going to mess with that a little bit. They're actually better observed in the southern hemisphere, but in the northern hemisphere we can see something, but it's going to be low and in the south. Go out about, if you want to go out early in the morning, it'll peak at about 4:40 Eastern time. And you might be able to catch one or two. As far as what's in the sky right now, if you go out and you have fairly clear skies, look to the southeast and find the constellation Orion, which is fairly easy to spot. It's got the three stars that are Orion's belt, and then there's four stars around it that form his shoulders and his feet. There is an asterism, which is not a constellation, but just a collection of stars that kind of surround Orion, fairly bright stars, and they form what is known as the winter football. And starting down at the bottom of the football, Sirius, a bright star that follows Orion, that's his hunting dog. Starting with Sirius, you come up and hit Rigel, which is one of Orion's feet, and then go on and hit Aldebaran, which is your next brightest star. As you kind of curve up and up north and towards the east, and up at the top of the football is Capella, another bright star up there, and then coming back down, hit Castor and Pollux, and then finally, which are not quite as bright, but they're fairly bright. And then come down to Procyon and back down to Sirius. And if you kind of trace that with your finger in the sky, you kind of half form a football. It's known as the winter football, sometimes the winter hexagon, but I prefer the winter football. Anyway, that'll be in the skies for the next few days or so before things start moving around. But if you get a chance, go out and take a look at that. It's kind of an interesting little thing that happens out there. And other than that, sir, we don't have a whole lot else unless you have questions. This is KN4RJN. Back to you.
I do have one question. The one on February the 8th, I can't remember what the name of it was you called. I'll be out that morning about 4:30, heading down the mountain. I'll have a good view of the southern sky, so I'll have to try to remember to keep an eye out for that one. Because Thursday morning is my early morning, so I'm out early. I'll try to keep an eye out for that one. And I'll try to look for the other ones here on the way down the mountain in the morning.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, that particular meteor shower is called the Alpha Centaurids. and it appears to come out of the constellation Centaurus. And let me take a look at that Sayer real quick. Peak around 440 when the constellation Centaurus is at its highest, but it will still be very low in the southern sky. So if you got a good view of the southern horizon, again, the moon is going to be about 94% illuminated, so it's going to be and it's going to be quite high in the southwest. So they're bright and they're fast, but there's only about 5 or 6 an hour. So if you got a chance to stand still long enough and stare at the sky for a little while, you might be able to catch one or two. Again, they're fast. They're bright, but they're fast. So yeah, give it a shot. You might get lucky. And if not, there's another one in March, which is equally small. It's only got a zenith hourly rate of about 6. However, when we start getting into April, things start picking up a little bit, and I'll talk more about that a little bit later. In May, we've got the Eta Aquarius that has a zenith hourly rate of like 50. So, and it peaks a little bit earlier in the evening. It's on May 6th, and it peaks at around 10:30. So, you know, for the next couple of months, it's going to be slim pickings on meteor showers. But if you get a chance and you can stay out there long enough to watch, by all means, give it a shot. This is KN4RJN. Back to you.
I'll make myself a note to keep an eye out for that one, because I have a real good view of the sky once I get toward Hendersonville and start down 25. I have looking over the Greenville Valley there. I've got a real good view of it. So always enjoy that coming down of a morning. At the right times of the year, you can see the sun rising, and I get to watch it as I come through there. And it's a pretty awesome thing to see.
This is KN4RJN. I would have to agree with that. And we will have, for those of you who are moon aficionados, we're coming up on a full moon on January 25th, which is a Thursday. And that particular full moon is known as the Wolf Moon. Why, I don't know, but it just is. And some of the, one of the Indian tribes up in the, let's see here, the Cree of North America call the January full moon in a language that I can't pronounce, but it translates into the frost exploding moon, because that's when the trees start to crackle from the extreme cold temperatures. So that's a good one. But in any event, on my QRZ page, there is a link to the meteor showers and some of the other stuff that that I keep track of. And if you forget anything I've said, you can always hop on to my QRZ page, KN4RJN, and follow those links, and you can get all the information on solar activity, meteor showers, and the upcoming eclipse in April. KN4RJN, back to you, sir.
It's going to be my next question is, where could I look some of this information up? But now I know I can just go to your QRZ page, and the links are already there for me, so that'll be good information. I'll have to go check some of that out. Nature is one of the things that it just amazes me sometimes. It's beauty and awe and how it all works together in spite of us.
This is Ken4RJN. Yeah, I was talking with Larry the other day on the phone, and we got on the subject of space junk. I'm going to have to put a link on my QRZ page, the amount of stuff that we have thrown up into the up into orbit around the Earth. It's amazing that they can actually get, you know, things back and forth between the space station, and the shuttle can fly and whatnot because of all the stuff that's floating around up there. But it's amazing what's if aliens came from another place and approached the Earth, they'd have a hard time seeing the Earth for all the junk that's in the way. But in any event, yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, that's all I've got, sir, and I will USA73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for coming by with that information. Always a pleasure to hear that and try to find it out and just check it out. So I will make a note in my phone to remind me on the 8th to check for that. And I'll go to your QRZ page and pull up some more information. But thanks for coming by tonight, and thanks for hanging around, and sorry about the delay, but I do appreciate your patience. And with that, I will try one more time, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, KO4HKX. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, full 185 tonight. Finally got back home from Dallas-Fort Worth, traveling for 18 hours. But I'll be hitting again tonight, Patrick. Good to hear you calling that 573.
KX, reject.
KX. Sorry, running late as usual tonight. Sounds like you got a good net going. Appreciate you getting us together on a Monday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, and the location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Patrick. 73, you and everyone on the net.
Nice to hear you tonight calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane down here in Cleveland. No traffic. I'll be around for a little bit. Thanks for calling the net.
KX. K4 QDU, Quebec, Delta Uniform, Randy over in Greer. You can check me in and out.
Randy, can you give me your call one more time, please, sir?
Yes, sir. K4 QDU, K4 Quebec, Delta Uniform, QDU.
Call's here and recognize this group, and then we'll try again. First, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. That's our traveling man there back in town. And, Fred, good to hear you at Mobile on 85. I hope you make it home and don't have get you some rest from all the traveling you've been doing lately. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR, down in Simpsonville. Mike, good to hear you. Do appreciate you coming by. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there. I guess Shane is working tonight, so he'll be mobile. Shane, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. It's Walt on here. I'm going to have to fix it, but I will. K4QDU out of Greer. And thank you for stopping by, and thank you for being patient with me one more time. I'll get it all set up in here and get it all fixed, and do appreciate you stopping by. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. If you got room for one more, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for being here.
Call's here. And I think there was a recheck in there. I'm going to pause here to give him a chance to get in. Recheck, go ahead. KO4HKX.
HKX, this is W4CWS. I had a couple of comments.
Colin, let me recognize Richard here, and then I'll be right back to you. We'd like to welcome K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard. Richard, good to hear you tonight, and he's down there in Greenville. Richard, thank you for stopping by. Maybe we can catch up one morning on my way into work and have another good conversation. But do appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me. And then we'll go back to Mr. Colin, W4CFW. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, W4CWS.
Comment, sir?
I'm talking about with the meteor showers. It's a real good time to work some DX on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, especially if you have an all-mode capable rig. Working MSK 144 digital mode, I work stations well over 1,000 miles away on meteor scatter, using a fairly modest setup, so it's a lot of fun. I'll break a second. The ARRL VHF contest is this weekend. for anybody that might want to join in on that. I have a lot of fun with that, too. Plan on operating this weekend.
All right. Well, Colin, I know you're trying to be modest, but I've seen the awards that you've won for VHF contest and the 2-meter 440 stuff. So, yeah, your setup's working really well for you, and I do appreciate you sharing with me, and still need to get by and watch you in action one day.